Spin green for 2 seconds. Give a gentle reminder with 2 short beeps. Now you try it. No, that honk means you pulled right out in front of me and now you're going 25 in a 50. Try it again, like this. Your turn. Almost. That honk indicates that some SOB in a BMW stole your parking space. Again, this lesson is the soft two-touch. Try once more. Okay, let's take a break and some blood pressure medication. This is Babble for Car Horns.
All right, we're a minute past 8 o'clock on News Talk, 93.1 FM. It is Super Tuesday. At this point, all the shouting is over. Get out and vote. And by the way, 93 now on my breakfast special of the open-faced peanut butter and jelly.
I've never seen you so into the food count.
I just want it because we had this. In fact, it's posted on my Facebook page. Yesterday's Idiocracy with David Blackman. Mm-hmm. It was part of the discussion, smooth, crunchy, all of that. And it's now available in video form, as we now can record these and post them.
Very cool.
Yeah, and that's on my Facebook page as well. Getting ready for a fresh edition of SRN News at the top of the hour. I would like to take a moment to talk about my friend Jeff Mallinson, and I do mean friend. He's a great guy. He walked into Georgia Floors Direct looking for work about, halfway through its 52-year existence, about 26 years ago. Dick McAdam, who founded Georgia Floors Direct, saw this young man who had an affinity for treating people right, great customer service, hired him, eventually became manager, and now owns Georgia Floors Direct. It's a great story, and Mr. McAdam is still around to see all this ongoing success. In a building with 300,000 square feet of choices in all types and styles of flooring, hardwoods, laminates, luxury vinyl plank flooring, tile, rolls and rolls and rolls of carpeting, literally mountains, hundreds of room remnants, and a genius named Dave the Rugman, who can make you a customized runner or area rug for your home. All of that. Plus, window blinds and marble kitchen countertops. And since they do tile at Georgia Floors Direct, they can design and cut a backsplash for that new countertop they have available. Everything, not just the flooring, but the shutters and blinds and the kitchen countertops at a wholesale price, always the best price, where they save you time and money. Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination for over half a century on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And again, look for them on Facebook as well. Please mention that Jeff and Dustin and Jonathan and Q, great staff over there. You heard about him here.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961. Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
He just can't be trusted. Despite the invasion at our border, with deadly drugs and dangerous criminals pouring in, Barry Moore voted with every single Democrat in Congress against finishing Trump's wall. With Barry Moore's vote, the liberals blocked the bill to secure our border and stop the invasion of illegals. Defunding Trump's border wall, Barry Moore betrayed conservatives. Turns out, Barry Moore didn't even want to start Trump's wall and bragged that he would have voted against it. Then, Moore was the only Alabama Republican to vote no on forcing Biden to finish Trump's wall. Donald Trump needs someone to help him, and so do we. But Barry Moore simply cannot be trusted. Deceiving conservatives again, Barry Moore betrayed Trump and Alabama. Conservatives for American Excellence, Inc. paid for and is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. ConservativesForAmericanExcellence.com.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
And now, Dad Joke Theater.
I came home from work today and found my kids had been on eBay all day.
What are you going to do?
Well, if they're still there tomorrow, I'll lower the price.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This word of wisdom at 8 o'clock.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
I'm Rich Thomason.
What a bunch of crap.
President Biden and former President Trump looking to solidify their re-election bids in Super Tuesday voting today. Voters in 16 states and one territory are casting ballots. And ahead of Super Tuesday, Mr. Trump won the North Dakota GOP caucuses, picking up another 29 delegates in the process. Lawmakers in Alabama looking to restart in vitro fertilization services in the state. Could be another move in that direction later today. Rising tension in the disputed South China Sea, where a Chinese and a Philippine Coast Guard vessel have collided. Four Filipino crew members suffered minor injuries. And the feds are investigating a deadly plane crash last night near a Nashville interstate. Small plane went down alongside I-40, leaving five people dead. All five were on board the plane. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 96 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Earn Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
The big story, it is Super Tuesday.
It's always lie about where they're from.
A third of delegates don't get decided until Super Tuesday.
Nowadays they seem to be so dumb.
Voters in 15 states heading to the polls for their primaries.
Though they're not quite bright.
Super Tuesday.
You watch them every night on Fox News shows.
The impact that Super Tuesday could have.
Their corporate hosts.
Yeah, people want to know what this Super Tuesday is all about.
Super Tuesday.
And you'll find out here, we may be getting more of a break than we expected with the weather with Rich in just a second. But get out and vote.
I'm anxious to see how that vote in Samoa goes.
I have a greater rooting interest in this election on a couple of different levels, of course, Jacqueline being one, that exceeds even the Bears winning the Super Bowl in 86 or the Cubs winning the World Series.
Well,
I want a victory.
We all know that as Samoa goes, so goes the nation.
But they can't vote for Jake Wellen in Samoa.
That's true.
We'll have some more of his humor coming up in just a moment. It's great shows like that that propel me through all these years on the radio. That was brought to you by Pettinger Concrete Technologies. Boy, to see just how amazing and talented this group of people is, visit them on Facebook. You may not be contemplating a concrete project at the moment, but you might be inspired to consider one when you see some of the amazing things they do and the effort they put into planning, quality, and engineering on their projects. They don't do anything. That's Tom Latham. He will not sign his name to any type of concrete project that has even the hint of less than top-notch quality materials. You know, there's people out there that claim expertise with concrete, and unless you can see a Facebook page like Penny Earn, see for yourself just how good they are and the scope of things that they're capable of doing, you're really, in the long run, going to lose money, because a shoddy concrete project often has to be replaced in a matter of years, sometimes less. Get it done right the first time and invest in something that's going to grow in value with your home. Free estimates with Tom Latham at 284-9292. That's 284-9292 for Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. 811.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
I just posted a future radar. I just posted that on what used to be called Twitter. And you'll see that the bulk of the rain here in central Alabama will be arriving after lunchtime and then well into the afternoon and then well into the evening hours tonight and probably exiting by about midnight. So if you're wondering, where's this rain we've been talking about? It's right now down south in South Alabama, but there's another batch coming in from across the Mississippi River later on. Periods of showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and the risk of showers through the evening hours tonight. High today, 71. Low tonight, 60. Tomorrow and Thursday are the best days of the week. 76 on Wednesday and partly sunny. Upper 70s on Thursday, mostly sunny. And then that big deal storm system I've been telling you about is coming in Friday. Second storm system of the week. This one with potentially some very heavy rainfall amounts and maybe even some stronger storms as well. A Storm Prediction Center saying parts of the state could see some severe weather. Mid-70s on Friday. Right now, it's cloudy and 65 at 8:13.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good morning.
Oh, no, it isn't.
I'm tired!
Gonna be honest, did a little too much, gave you a little too much. We're gonna bring it down. We're gonna bring it down.
It's today, Tuesday.
Actually, today is weekend Tuesday.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, it's like a casual Friday, but even more chill, and on a Tuesday.
So let's get this party started.
It's showtime!
You were just pointing at the screen. A Tesla did what?
A Tesla crashed into the Hollywood sign and...
Man. In the hills?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
That's almost impossible to do.
Yeah, that's what the headline said.
Wow. Did it take out any of the letters?
No, that I don't know. I just saw the headline there that was pointing to the screen.
Rich, that's wild stuff.
That's wild, wild stuff.
Here's a name we haven't seen in ages. K-Rod, how you doing?
I'm good. I just got through doing my civic duty. And I tell you, if you're voting at Mulder Church, you can get in and out of there really quick.
Okay.
In a way, that's good news. In a way, it's not.
Yeah.
We're hoping for good turnout.
Well, they've got a good setup where they can get people in and out of there. I voted for Jay Quellen, even though she admitted this morning she preferred chunky to creamy peanut butter.
I told her you should not let that kind of stuff be known.
Yeah.
That's a bombshell. That's something I had to think about.
Well, let's hope that doesn't affect the election.
Wouldn't that be typically American? Well, I was going to vote for her until I found out she liked crunchy peanut butter, and that
peanut butter
finished
preference.
Me off. Ridiculous.
Y'all have a good morning.
All right, take care.
And we appreciate your call. All right, the time is 8:15. I think what we'll do next is we'll get a traffic update in, and then you guys in the back wake up because Jay will be coming back.
Traffic is still pretty busy this morning everywhere, especially 65 southbound into Montgomery, running a little slow around the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook into Northern Boulevard. Also, 85 southbound bunching up a bit at Chantilly, where the construction's going on along 85 south. And we've got a good bit of traffic all over Montgomery. Folks going to polling locations to vote today, watch out for them. two accidents on Atlanta Highway now. One at East Boulevard, the second one at Burbank. Use caution both those locations and keep it here for updates. Spring is coming at Premier Play, Shop Bath and Body Works. Cuts by us, Hourglass Optical, Shoe Carnival, Pharaoh Vape and Phone Repair, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It is 8:16 once again. Hey, wake up back there.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Jay Scott.
Why, thank you very much, Greg. Yeah, I'm here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers, a place that is just a one-of-a-kind jewelry store selling one-of-a-kind jewelry. I talked to Troop Booth yesterday. And gold right now is the highest, one of the highest it's ever been. It is at an all-time high, and he is paying the most for that gold. Like, if you've just got gold jewelry sitting around, maybe it's broke, you know? Maybe it's just something, and you don't want to hang on to it right now. It's a great time to sell it, and to sell it to Troop Booth, because he is going to pay top dollar for that. He is paying the most. He is willing. I mean, I have his words right here. Willing to pay the most for gold, either broken or unworn jewelry. In fact, he'll give you 20% more than what it's worth if you use that for store credit on trade. So you'll get even more out of that. Plus, you know, you can use it to buy something at the store there at Heirloom. Now, you can look online and check out their inventory, heirloomjewelers.com, or you can go to Facebook, or you can go to Instagram as well. Your unwanted gold jewelry has never been more valuable than it is right now. So make sure you talk to Troop and get that now. He also sent me a picture of this really, really beautiful carat emerald ring. It is 7.88 carats. And it looks amazing. This is a piece that you can see online on Instagram or on Facebook as well. And you can use the credit that you get from selling your gold to pick up this piece. I don't even know the age of the thing, but you can find it online and see how old that piece is. Call Troop, 260-0066. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2, but it's by appointment only. So call that number and make that appointment, 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
We're going to talk cool, not weather, just being cool. And a great many Americans think they are, and we also have a checklist of things. Maybe you're not sure if you're cool. We'll help you figure that out coming up.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland traveled to Alabama to be part of a Bloody Sunday march in Selma that occurred this past weekend. Garland spoke at a Selma church before that event, blasting the idea of Alabama using photo ID to confirm the identity of a person who has arrived at a voting precinct to vote in an election. Garland did not condemn all the other forms of photo ID that Americans use all day, every day, only the photo IDs that are used to prevent a person from committing voter fraud by claiming to be someone they are not. Garland called attempts at identifying a voter and other methods of restraining mail-in ballots as a form of voter oppression and discrimination.
The right to vote is still under attack. That is why we are challenging efforts by states and jurisdictions to implement discriminatory, burdensome, and unnecessary restrictions on access to the ballot, including those related to mail-in voting, the use of drop boxes, and voter ID requirements.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A 4-year-old Daphne boy is out of the hospital and back home weeks after receiving a heart transplant. Gray Ellenwood was put on the organ donor list after he was diagnosed in the summer of 2023 with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. The Ellenwood family told WKRG News that they are very grateful for parents who choose to donate their child's organs after such a traumatic loss. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Here's a quick secret about today's show. They're making toast down the hall. Ever notice toasters are like the radio? You turn them on and they work. No pesky upgrades needed. Sometimes you have to shake out the crumbs. And that goes for the toaster, too. Mmm, that wonderful smell of toast. Oh, enjoy the show.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hello, Alabama. This is your all-time favorite president, Donald J. Trump. My friend, Congressman Gary Palmer, is running for re-election to Alabama's 6th Congressional District. Gary is an America First conservative who is fighting to secure our border, strengthen our military, and protect and defend our undersea Second Amendment. Alabama, please get out and vote for Gary Palmer for Congress on March 5th. He will not let you down. Thank you.
I'm Gary Palmer, and I approve this message.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Votes, it doesn't matter who votes. It's what you gotta do. Votes, you gotta get out there and vote. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never cast a vote or cared about it anyway. But now the world has changed, I don't know what to do. Either way I vote, I think the country's pretty screwed. Help me if you can, I cannot choose.
Super Tuesday, News Talk 93.1 of MWACV at 8:24.
Where do you vote?
You know what? I'll find out when I get home.
Oh, that's right. Did you get the card in the mail? It came several weeks ago.
Yeah, there's a card. Yeah. I set it aside and promptly lost it.
Okay.
So, but I know that in the presidential years, we vote at a different location than we do in the every other year election.
Because
I've been in Fraser and a bunch of other places. I like it when they have it at Arrowhead. Mm-hmm. Close, convenient, and it's a perfect setup to run an election.
I'm at a church on Taylor Road today, but it was the YMCA last election. So yeah, it just changes.
I think it's time to bring something. No contest. We did it early this morning. We did a random pop quiz question. So, no little kid or drunk adult or conundrums this morning. But we do have this.
Curing disease. Ending world hunger. Protecting our fragile planet. All challenges that went completely ignored in order to conduct this critical research.
Oh, Oh, somebody wants to hear the Copper Clapper bit. I think you inspired that that comment you made last hour.
Yeah, from Cleveland.
Eric the Dog. Yeah, I'm going to get that out. We will play that for you. Eric the Dog. Hang on 1 second while I look for that before I forget to look for that. Yeah, the critical research study that we're going to be talking about here.
Had somebody call from Arrowhead, says you're probably going to be voting at Frazier.
Ew.
Yeah.
It's that one of those years. Because Frazier is a huge complex.
Frazier is a mall.
Yeah.
That happens to have a church in it.
The last time I voted there, I must have walked a mile and a half trying to find the...
I know. It
seems like they changed it up. Okay, I found the Copper Clapper.
All right.
But that's coming up in a minute. This critical research study polled 35,000 Americans and asked one question. Do you think you're cool? And most of us do think we're a pretty cool person.
Okay, so I want to hear this, yeah.
53% said yes, 29% said not a chance, 17% aren't sure. 3/4 of Americans under 30 think they're cool. Same goes for 2/3 of people aged 30 to 45. 43% between 45 and 65, even 28% of those older than 65 would still describe themselves as cool. See, I've never been one to see myself that way. I think a pretty cool gig. Yeah. Always had some pretty cool cars and some other toys and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think cool is something that you are born with. You can't learn to be cool. And, you know, I used to dress in a fairly cool fashion, especially in the
80s and 90s. I've seen some pictures of you.
Now, here are ways to know that you're not cool. If you have doubts, and we'll just run these down at random. You have a favorite hobbit. If you have one of those, not
favorite
cool.
Favorite
hobbit, not habit. Hobbit. Or hobby, not a hobby. Hobbit. You've used the phrase, who's up for a Renaissance fair? Not cool. Any part of your beard is braided. That looks painful to me. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. If you have a braided beard, and that includes women, you are not cool.
Includes women.
Well, you have to these days. Yeah. You know, you can't assume anything.
Yeah.
It says if you're wearing something from Costco. I don't know if that's always true.
I don't think I've ever bought any apparel at Costco.
Well, they used to have the right kind of sweatpants. And the sweat jacket I wear when I ride my bike is a Costco product.
Okay.
And that's cool. If your dinner date last night was Captain Crunch, not cool. The closest you've come to boobies is when you write it on your calculator. It also says if you're a magician, you are not cool. But it's nice to... Yeah, we're voting at Frazier. Crap. Well, it'll give me a moment to commune with the Lord, right?
Sure.
I can do that.
You could knock out 2 stones with, I mean...
with one rod. No. All right, the story of the Copper Clapper by request is coming up since we don't have to do a contest this hour. That is just ahead. When you're shopping for furniture, selection is everything. And if you're not stopping at Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings with the selection they have, the discounts they have, the staff they have, starting with Stella Beard, our buddy, and the new addition, Miss Wolfolk, who is an experienced decorator who can help you plan a room or your entire floor scheme, whatever you're looking to do. Complete sets for living room and bedroom, individual pieces, recliners, and so forth. And I think larger than any other place I've ever seen, a selection of accent pieces for that odd spot in the house that needs something. For example, I have a wall. I wanted to have it something to put stuff there. So I bought, it's half a table. And it fits up right against the wall. It doesn't take up too much space and has room for plenty of knickknacks and bric-brac and all that kind of stuff to put out there. Those kinds of items. That's what they have. In addition to 0% financing for qualified customers on purchases over $1,000. And don't forget, by Kaiser's location at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, you save on sales tax. It's 8.25% there, 10% in the city. When you're buying furniture, that can be a significant chunk of change. So shop wiser by Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings. Get a great sneak preview of the breadth and scope of what they have at their website, shopkaiser.com. Or again, find them at 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Conservative Justice Sarah Stewart has the experience to lead Alabama's courts. As a tough-on-crime judge, Sarah Stewart presided over hundreds of cases, giving tough sentences to the worst criminals. Republicans can trust Justice Sarah Stewart to defend the Constitution and protect our families. On March 5th, vote Conservative Republican Sarah Stewart for Alabama Chief Justice. Paid for by Sarah Stewart Campaign, 2029B, Airport Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36606.
The Montgomery Performing Arts Center presents Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour.
Only you know and I know.
With special guests, the Outlaws.
There goes another love song. Someone singing about me again.
Friday, March 29th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com. Dave Mason's Traffic Jam Tour with special guests, the Outlaws. Live in concert. Get your tickets now.
Right now, you're being placed under arrest for DUI.
You can't rewind a bad choice.
9 heel-to-toe steps, arms at your side, count out loud, you may begin.
Yes, officer. 1, 2, 3.
Can you step out of the car, please?
I don't understand you.
I said you've had a lot to drink. Are you okay to drive?
Drive sober or get pulled over. Brought to you by Adecolets.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is the city. Los Angeles, California. Some people rob for pleasure. Some rob because it's there. You never know. My name's Friday. I'm a cop. I was working the day watch out of robbery when I got a call from the Acme School Bell Company. There'd been a robbery. There's been a robbery. Yes, sir? What was it? My clappers. Your clappers. Yeah, you know those things inside the bell that makes them clang? The clangers. That's right, we call them clappers in the business. A clapper caper. What's that? Nothing, sir. Now, can I have the facts? What kind of clappers were stolen on this caper? They were copper clappers. And where were they kept? In the closet? Uh-huh. You have any ideas who might have taken the copper clappers from the closet? Well, just one. I fired a man. He swore he'd get even. What was his name? Claude Cooper. You think that, he... That's right. I think Claude Cooper copped my copper clappers. Kept in the closet. You know where this Claude Cooper is from? Yeah. Cleveland. That figures. That figures. What makes it worse, they were clean. Clean copper clappers. That's right. Why do you think Cleveland's Claude Cooper would cop your clean copper clappers kept in your closet? Only one reason. What's that? He's a kleptomaniac. Who first discovered the copper clappers were copped? My cleaning woman. Clara Clifford. That figures. Now let me see if I got the facts straight here. Cleaning woman Clara Clifford discovered your clean copper clappers kept in a closet were cupped by Claude Cooper, the kleptomaniac from Cleveland. Now, is that about it?
One other thing.
What's that?
If I ever catch kleptomaniac Claude Cooper from Cleveland who copped my clean copper clappers from kept in the closet,
yes,
I'll clobber him.
I just talked to Andy 3.1 of him. Here's another. We just did that little study on cool.
Mm-hmm.
According to Whirlpool, there may be a little prejudice built into this survey considering the source. 91% of people say staying on top of your chores is attractive. 64% would rather see a profile picture of you cooking than working out.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, this is single people between 18 and 44 years of age were polled. And five unexpected activities you might want to add to your profile book. Staying on top of chores, 91% rate that highly. Knowing how to do laundry and doing it regularly, 82%. Doing the dishes.
Well, you mean doing the dishes manually and not...
Here's the thing. When we have a dishwasher,
yeah,
they tend to pile up in the sink.
Uh-huh.
Because somehow the distance from the sink, even when the dishwasher is next to the sink like it is in my place, that seems like a long journey. I'll get them to the sink. I've at least done that much, and I've rinsed them.
Yeah.
I've done that much. And I'll load everything all at once. Yeah. Being well-rounded in general, 91% want to see photos that show you are. And again, 64% would rather see a profile picture of you in the kitchen than one of you in the gym.
Interesting.
I think there's... Got it from Joey a couple of weeks ago. And you'll see it written up more so in the conservative blogs about the feminization of men, especially those under 30. We have a call coming in. Jay's tied up, so let's take it. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Morning, Greg. How are you?
Good, David. What's happening?
This is something you should probably, I know you've had some experience with. I was watching a show this past weekend called Breaking the Band.
Breaking the Band.
It's about different, you know, rock bands and how they have their breakup.
Yeah, I've seen it. Stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's a whole series of them.
Right.
But of course, the famous manager, Doc McGee, was managing one of the bands that I was watching the documentary on.
Yeah.
Do you know that in the late 80s that he was caught trying to smuggle 20 tons of the devil's lettuce into the U.S. and got off scot-free?
Never heard that.
20 tons.
Just for personal use.
Yeah. And basically, the government said, well, if you'll try to spin a positive note on rock bands and try to promote them not using drugs, we'll let you off.
Oh, really? I'm sure he did.
Yeah, which, of course, he was managing like Motley Crue and, you know,
right.
Several big-name bands, though, who were known for their using things like that.
Yep.
So,
yeah.
But that was a unbelievable amount of to get caught with and get off scot-free.
Yeah. That's something.
So,
that's something.
Have a good one.
All right.
Dave, appreciate the call. All right. Everybody is now, it looked like we might have rain early in the day on Super Tuesday, mm-hmm. but a little bit of a change here with the latest.
Rich Thomas weather brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Looks like the best chance of rain will begin this afternoon and into the evening and nighttime hours tonight and then exit the area by about midnight. So most of the rain this morning has been in South Alabama so far. So this is good for the morning voters, and there's been a lot of people, you know, vote early in the morning. I'll be I'll be at my polling place right around 10 o'clock this morning. Periods of showers, possibly a thunderstorm. Today's high 71. Risk of showers through, let's say, midnight, low 60. Tomorrow and Thursday, best days of the week weather-wise. 76 Wednesday, partly sunny. Upper 70s on Thursday, mostly sunny. And that big deal storm system comes in on Friday with rain and thunderstorms. And the rainfall amounts from that could be really excessive. Check out my morning blog for some of the numbers, and you'll get an idea that could be a big deal storm system on Friday. And maybe some stronger storms, too. Storm Prediction Center has outlooked part of the state for a severe weather threat on Friday. Right now, this morning, it's cloudy and 65. We're dry at 841.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, Morning Maroon nominees are straight ahead at 841, 19 before the top of the hour. Guys, two things that affect most men as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. It's not something that should be denied, put off, or to be ashamed about. And certainly not something you want to wait to get fixed, especially when there's an option like Montgomery Men's Health. You may hate going to the doctor, but this is not like going to the doctor. This clinic is state-of-the-art and prepared to protect privacy. So if you're dealing with no motivation, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or you just feel like you're walking around in a fog, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend a testosterone and PSA check for prostate health as part of an annual men's health exam starting at age 18. And all this is stuff I've learned from the incredible team over there, Hannah and others. A lot of guys suffer from low T and sometimes don't even realize it, but it does affect the quality of life big time. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health, here's the deal. We'll conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99. That means you get the test, the result, and a plan to fix it if the numbers are low. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that change lives, and they are medical, not theoretical, but medical. Men can gain higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, and an increase in libido. You can actually book the same day you call. So get ready. Start feeling better the minute you call 334-440-3663 because you're being proactive. That's 334-440-3663 or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Here's Skipper. Any slowdowns on the way to the polls?
We had a couple of accidents earlier at Atlanta Highway at East Boulevard, also at Atlanta Highway at Burbank. So please use caution in both of those locations. Traffic light to moderate all over the area. Pretty busy on the boulevards, I-65 and 85. No major problems anywhere. Watch out in the polling areas where folks are voting. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, been insuring the River Region since 1988. Customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell Shea, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Republican Jacqueline Tomlinson. You've heard me here on the Greg Budell Show quite a bit over the years. Running for office is the last thing I thought I'd do. But when your community calls, you answer. With more than 15 years of family law experience, I've helped local families through some of their toughest times. And so, I'm asking for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, March 5th, for Circuit Judge.
Vote for my mommy!
Paid for by the Tomlinson Campaign, P.O. Box 821, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman!
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Your tickets now.
Fellow Patriots, this is a call to action. Hi, I'm Cedric Coley, an America First conservative for District 3 of the Montgomery County Commission. I believe our republic is under siege by enemies both foreign and domestic, but I'm not one to just complain. I supported President Trump in 2016. I stood with him a part of the Stop the Steal movement in 2020. I helped raise awareness against tyranny during the pandemic. On Super Tuesday, I asked that you help me hold the line for liberty right here in Montgomery County. Paid for by the committee to elect Cedric Coley, P.O. Box 242-021, Montgomery, Alabama, 36124.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Bath Innovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today is March 5th, Multiple Personality Day.
Oui, oui, let's have a picnic.
Excellent idea, I concur.
I don't know if a picnic is a good idea.
Say what? It's Multiple Personality Day. We're gonna have us a picnic.
She is correct, monsieur.
Okay, fine.
A fortuitous turn of events.
You got that right, honey.
Done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Cap, baby!
Dutch cap, cause you failed math. Dutch cap, cause you can't pass. Dutch cap.
All right, time for today's Morning Maroon nominees on the Super Tuesday at 8:47. Greg and Rich for the moment. Where did Jay run off to? Has he got a crisis?
He had to add a commercial to the system.
Ah, okay. Now, I'm going to leave with this one because we don't want to be mean to people who rescue animals, but I'm sure they felt quite silly themselves. This happened in the UK, receiving multiple reports of a pup stuck in the mud. Upon responding to the call, animal lovers found the dog after numerous attempts to try and pull it out of the mud, realized they were trying to rescue a 2-foot-tall statue of a spaniel. A thank you to those who reported with good intent. Thank you to our water rescue volunteers.
Where was this at?
UK.
Oh.
So, now, I ask you, it's a statue. You'd think after a couple of minutes and nobody notices the dog making any motion whatsoever, a bark, maybe a turn of the head, a wagging tail, right. Oh, somebody's here to get me. So, it's on those criteria that I added them to the list. Next up, Colorado. Caught with your pants down, mostly just a saying, but it can literally happen. Cops in the Denver suburb of Lakewood got a call about a burglary in progress last Thursday around 4 and ended up arresting the suspect while he was on the toilet. And here's the evidence.
Lakewood police, show me your hands. Hands up. Hands up. Stand up.
I barely made it.
Stand up.
Walk
this way. What's that? Walk towards me.
Yes, sir.
Keep your hands up. Stop there, mate. Stop there.
Stop right there.
Now, they had a drone follow him to his house. They had seen him with 2 guns drawn, so they took every proper precaution. When they finally got to his bathroom, he was in there in the dark with his pants around his ankles. He could have been doing anything. He told one of the cops, "I'm on the crapper," except he used the other word. the one that Cousin Eddie uses in Christmas Vacation. Then yeah. He said, "I barely made it." So maybe he knew that they had seen him running, and that was his excuse. He's facing second-degree burglary charges. Even the cops had fun with it. They posted the video on Facebook calling burglar caught in poopy situation. And this one cracks me up. Happened in L.A. 33-year-old man facing an attempted grand theft auto charge after trying and failing to steal a self-driving taxi. The guy actually halted the Waymo car, apparently knowing it was fully autonomous, but instead of just riding in the car, he climbed into the driver's seat and tried to hijack it by putting the car into drive. Well, it doesn't work that way. Waymo realized he was trying to mess with the car, so a representative actually talked him through the car's speakers and told him to leave. He wouldn't, so the rep called the police. He was still inside the car when cops arrived to arrest him. Unclear whether it locked him up inside or he was still trying to gain control of the vehicle. This reminds me of the guy, they see a car that they want to carjack, sports car. Mm-hmm. They successfully get the vehicle and then realize nobody knows how to drive stick. And they get nothing for their effort. So who's the dumbest
one? That one gets my vote. Although yeah. Poopy Burglar is probably second.
Yeah, it's a good group today.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Guilty of embezzlement. We go to line one in East of the Rockies at 8:51.
Hey, good morning. Look, I just wanted to call real quick and let you know that I had the privilege of voting for Jacqueline at Tri-City Baptist Church in Millbrook, Alabama, Elmore. But ran into a special friend of the show. Good old Sparky was there working as a poll worker. And so he sends his regards. There you go. We are both recognizable by our voices.
Yes.
You guys have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy. Thanks so much for the call. All right, this will be our final look at the roads at 8:52.
We had a couple of accidents earlier at Atlanta Highway at East Boulevard, also Atlanta Highway at Burbank. So please use caution in both of those locations. Traffic light to moderate all over the area. Pretty busy on the boulevards, I-65 and 85. No major problems anywhere. Watch out in the polling areas where folks are voting. We'll keep you updated. Larry Liveoak, been insuring the River Region since 1988. Customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Liveoak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell Shea, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
Well, I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want to move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hey, Republicans, did you hear Alabama had to redraw congressional lines? That means you get to vote for a new congressman in the 2nd Congressional District on March 5th. Lucky for us, we have a chance to vote for Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who pledged to only serve 2 terms in the state Senate and then kept his promise to voters?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who believes in liberty, security, and limited government?
That Dick Brubaker.
The Dick Brubaker who lived and worked and worshipped in Alabama his whole life? The conservative businessman endorsed by veterans for Trump? The Dick Brubaker who knows border security is national security?
That Dick Brubaker.
Hi, I'm Dick Brubaker, and I'm running for Congress. Military and national security is a proud part of the Brubaker family tradition. For the future of our nation, our children and grandchildren, America, we've got to take control of the border situation. Stop illegals, stop fentanyl. I'm Dick Brubaker, liberty, security, and limited government. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Brubaker for Congress.
Hello, Montgomery County. This is Justin Costanza, candidate for County Commission. I'm proud to have been raised right here in Montgomery, attending Montgomery Catholic and now serving as its school president. I understand the values and needs of our community like no one else. Vote Justin Costanza, District 3 County Commissioner. Working hard to serve our community and improve the lives of its residents is not new to me. Join me and vote March 5th to put faith, service, and leadership into office. Don't forget to cast your vote for Justin Costanza in the Republican primary on March 5th. Paid for by the Justin Costanza Campaign, P.O. Box 3961, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
The Harriet Two Riverboat has the perfect way to start your weekend each Friday with the Spring Dinner Cruise. Enjoy live entertainment as you dine on a delicious family-friendly dinner. Add your favorite beverage from the cash bar and dance the night away cruising the Alabama River. Get your family together and make it a family tradition. Boarding starts at 6:30 and cruise starts at 7. Book your cruise on the Harriet Two now at funinmontgomery.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
All right, 855, Rich, have you ever had a car stolen?
No.
It happened to me here. it was a station vehicle.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that story.
Oh,
when you used to live in Bellwood.
They usually tell you, you know, there's a chance within the first 48 hours, maybe a week, but after that, who knows? Anyway, British authorities have recovered a Formula One Ferrari that was stolen in 1995.
Oh, you're kidding.
That's almost 30 years. The vehicle is valued at $444,000 and can reach a top speed of 196 miles. Think about that. How long it took for them to recover that.
Did you ever have a Ferrari?
I never had a Ferrari.
Okay.
Had some fast cars, but never one of those. As we welcome Paige from Prattville Farm Center. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's happening out there today?
Not much. It's kind of a slow, muggy day, but I'll tell you what, we're getting all this stuff in. That way people can start their gardens and fix their lawns up, and it's about to start getting busy again.
Well, yeah, it's that time to start planting. Now, do you still have the fruit trees?
We do still have some fruit trees out there, and we're getting some of the smaller little potting plants and some vegetable trays and all that coming in the next week.
And how about chickens?
I'm supposed to have some baby chickens on the way right now. I'm hoping they come in, but currently I've got some geese, some ducks, and some baby turkeys out there.
It's amazing how many people are into raising chickens. That's become a thing over the last 5 or 6 years.
Urban farmer.
And one of the things I love, the tools that you guys carry that make planting so much easier. You know, a depth stick that you can use. Not every seed needs to go the same depth into the ground. I've got one of those that I got from Prattville Farm Center.
Now, see, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And I got a bulb planter. Did a whole wall of planted plants with bulbs. And the bulb thing is perfect because it goes, you just step on it, goes into the ground, give it a twist, creates the hole, put the bulb in, dump the dirt back down. You can do a whole thing in less than an hour.
Cool.
And they have those at Prattville Farm Center as well, so a huge tax section. And, of course, the best food for dogs. Right, Paige?
Oh, yes. We just actually brought in a new one. It's called Stratus, so we're going to try that one out. We also have the next level, the Victor.
Yeah. That's a very popular dog food. Not to mention treats, chains, collars, leashes. They got you
covered. We got anything you need.
Plus, large equipment for large farms, too, available at Prattville Farm Center. Paige, we need your location and hours.
We're located at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, Alabama. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturday from 8 to 12.
We sure appreciate you. Say hi to everybody for me, okay?
Yes, sir. Y'all have a nice day.
You too. So,
Election Day.
I know. This is going to be a nerve-grinding experience all day long.
And I think the ballot is pretty extensive this time, too.
Yeah, you know, the amendments, those are the things that annoy me. They write those in such a way where you don't know if you're really voting. Yeah.
Am I for this or against it? It's just...
But saying no doesn't mean you're against it.
I know, right.
Because of the way they worded it, they could have just the opposite effect.
I agree.
Because I have voted for things a couple of times and found out they meant the exact opposite.
However,
so I did different research.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we are down to the end of the show here, but it gets picked up with the great chemistry of Alabama Unfiltered. Young Joey at 12, and I'll see you with...